Can you talk about the mechanism involved with the ONJ, the clinical presentation and management?
I think we really don't know the ultimate mechanism of ONJ. There are a couple of hypotheses. One hypothesis is that the jaw, especially the mandible, which is where most of the ONJ cases do occur, is a bony structure, and it receives a lot of insults, infection, trauma, and it needs to heal in, and that's an osteocyte-driven phenomenon. Second possible mechanism of ONJ, which has been speculated on, is that it turns out that the mandible of the jaw is a very vascular structure, and it may well be that angiogenesis is necessary to keep our mandible healthy. And bone is not a static structure. Bone is a very dynamic structure, which is always turning over. So you need new osteocytes brought in. You need remodeling at all times to keep bone healthy. You need perhaps blood vessels bringing in nutrients and nutrition to keep the bone healthy. Now, bisphosphonates can interfere with that process in two ways. Bisphosphonates are attracted to hydroxyapatite in bone, so they hook onto bone, and they're slowly released from the hydroxyapatite in bone into the bone marrow microenvironment where they're taken up by osteoclasts. And they're very strong osteoclast poisons. They inhibit FBP synthase, which is part of the mevalonate pathway in osteoclasts, and they induce apoptosis in osteoclasts. They prevent the maturation of precursor hematopoietic cells to mature osteoclasts. So basically, they're osteoclast poisons, and they kill the cells that may be involved in bone remodeling. So if you have trauma or infection and you don't have active osteoclasts, you may not heal in, and that leads to the non-healing ulcers that we call osteonecrosis of the jaw. The other possible mechanism is there's a lot of data showing that bisphosphonates not only have anti-osteoclast activity, but they have anti-angiogenic activity. There are a number of studies out of Italy showing in animal model systems of angiogenesis that bisphosphonates at high enough concentrations are anti-angiogenic. Now, in the bone where they're pulling in bisphosphonates and concentrating it in there, it may well be that there's an anti-angiogenic activity going on in the mandible, and that could lead to the non-healing ulcer. So we've got two potential mechanisms, and we don't know which is occurring.